For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping, accompanied by his wife, Peng Liyuan, has arrived in London for a state visit to Britain at the invitation of Queen Elizabeth II. In a written statement upon arrival, President Xi says that China attaches great importance to growing relations with the United Kingdom, and deepening those ties is in the fundamental interests of both countries and peoples. As this year marks the start of the second decade of the comprehensive strategic partnership between the countries, President Xi says he hopes to have an in-depth exchange of views with British leaders on bilateral relations and major international and regional issues. China's Ministry of Commerce has announced that multiple deals in various fields are expected to be signed during President Xi Jinping's visit to Britain. Those deals are said to cover areas including commerce, energy, medical care, automobiles, and real estate. The MOC says those deals will be very big, but did not disclose how much they'll be worth. China-Britain investment in business cooperation has been growing. Britain's become the EU's second-largest investor in China, as well as China's second-largest trading partner and investment destination in the EU. China is Britain's fourth-largest trading partner. Last year, bilateral trade between the two countries reached about $81 billion, up over 15%. China may face a labor shortfall as early as 2021 because of the country's aging population and the effects of the one-child policy adopted in the 1970s. The warning comes from an expert with the Center for Population Census, Fujian Bureau of Statistics. The center's deputy head, Yao Meixiong, says the country's labor force will shift to a downward trend as workers born during the baby boom in the 60s and 70s begin to retire. Yao says the population under 14 years old at the end of 2014 represented only 16.5% of the country's population. The global average is 27%. Much of northern China is shrouded in smog. The National Meteorological Center, NMC, says parts of Shandong, Henan, Shaanxi, and Jiangsu provinces will be affected by smog until Saturday. The public is being warned to take precautions. In Xi'an, capital of Shaanxi province, local authorities have activated an air pollution emergency response, banning excavation at more than 60% of construction sites in the city. Provincial authorities in Shandong say at least 13 cities have been suffering from high pollution levels since Friday. The NMC has issued a yellow alert and advises children, the elderly, and people with breathing problems to stay indoors. Yellow is the second level of China's four-tier color-coded weather alert system. A cold front expected on Sunday should clear the foul air. The China Electricity Council has lowered its estimate of electricity consumption in the country in 2015 based on the decelerating economy. The council anticipates an annual increase of 1% in electricity usage this year, compared with the previous forecast of 2% in June. The downgrading's been attributed to weaker than expected economic growth and cool weather in the third quarter of the year. Official data shows in the first three quarters, power use rose 0.8% from a year earlier. Around 70 Japanese lawmakers visited the notorious Yasukuni Shrine Tuesday, following Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ritual offering and two ministers' visits over the weekend. On Monday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry criticized Abe's offering to the shrine, along with the visits made by the Justice Minister and the Internal Affairs and Communications Minister. Yasukuni enshrines 14 Class A war criminals who were responsible for atrocities committed during World War II. A Japanese journalist could be facing a prison term of up to 18 months under charges of defaming South Korean President Park Geun-hye. South Korean prosecutors have demanded an 18-month prison term be handed down to Tatsuya Kato, the former Seoul bureau chief for the Sankei Shimbun newspaper. Prosecutors claim that he knowingly published defamatory rumors about the president. Kato's report suggested that Park was absent for several hours with a male aide when the Sewol ferry sank in April last year, an accident which killed more than 300 passengers. The Japanese government has called for an appropriate response regarding this case. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon scheduled to arrive in Israel on Tuesday morning and meet with Israeli leaders during an unannounced visit. An anonymous source with the Israeli Foreign Ministry says Ban will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel and later with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank, but he declined to give further details. It's widely believed that Ban's here to mediate between Israel and the Palestinians in a bid to help put an end to the latest round of Israeli-Palestinian violence, which has left dozens of people dead on both sides. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.